This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Ron Cyrak is the executive editor at Golf World Magazine, senior writer at Golf Digest. You can read his work there or online at golfdigest.com. Ron's also the co-host of the Annika Hour on PGA Tour Radio. It's great to have Ron Cyrak back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Ron.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. My pleasure.
Thanks for doing this. All right. The Grand Pinehurst Experience, the Grand Experiment. Has it worked?
Well, we got over a very, very huge hurdle. The Men's U.S. Open ended on Sunday. You know, the nightmare here was there'd be weather last week. We'd have a Monday finish and then a Tuesday playoff, and then who knows when the women would start. But everything went great with the men ending on Sunday. The other thing that's gone great is the course is in good shape. You know, nobody's complaining about it being beaten up. And I've been going to the U.S. Open since 1988. And the men's, on Sunday night at the men's U.S. Open, the course is usually virtually dead. That's not the case here. But USJ hasn't let that happen here. They've manipulated the situation perfectly.
It's probably way too early to have this kind of conversation, Ron. But first of all, number two seems that it's going to be in the men's Open Rota for years to come. Do you think the women will come back to number two?
Well, you know what's interesting is this is one of the few places where they could do what they're doing here these 2 weeks, to have opens back-to-back, because for two reasons. One, because of the sandy soil here, the course does bounce back faster. They don't take as big a divots. They're sort of clipping the ball here. And the second thing, because it's a for-profit resort, it's a great showcase for them. And because there's so many golf courses here, they have a ton of land both to have huge galleries, which sell a lot of tickets, and a lot of corporate entertaining, and those tents go for a lot of money. I've been trying to think of another venue where you could pull this off, and I'm not sure there is another one.
Okay, well then that begs that question. I hadn't thought about this. Do you think the back to back at Pinehurst would happen again?
I wouldn't be. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the monkey wrench that got thrown into that on Wednesday at their USGA's press conference. They announced that starting in 2018, the women's U.S. Open is going to be played on the same week every year, which is 2 weeks before the men's.
Okay.
So it's going to end that first weekend in June. Now, that doesn't mean, and I think that's a good idea, because I've covered women U.S. Opens everywhere from May to July. It sort of bounces all over the place. I think having a consistent week is a good thing. Now, that doesn't eliminate the possibility that they could try this experiment again the next time they come to Pinehurst number two. But I do think that everybody realizes that that they've dodged a zillion bullets here this week, and maybe they should quit while they're ahead.
How? Give me the media's reaction to this. How has the golf media reacted to this back-to-back?
I think basically positively, too. You know, many of the people, national writers from the Associated Press, their National Golf Writer, New York Times, USA Today, they're all staying for 2 weeks, you know. And so I think in that sense, it's been good. You know, later this year, we're going to have the women's British and the men's British are back-to-back, not at the same venue. The women are at Birkdale, the men are at Liverpool, but they're on back-to-back weeks. And I know American writers who don't normally go to the women's British Open who are going to go over and cover the women's British because they can then stay and cover the men's.
We are talking with the executive editor at Golf World Magazine and Golf Channel contributor Ron Cyrak here on the Augusta Golf Show. Let's talk a second about Lucy Lee. The 11-year-old qualifier. Are you a fan of her being in this golf tournament?
Well, while I had some basic concerns about what are decisions being made by children and what are decisions being made by parents, I have less of a problem when somebody has gone through a qualifier and worked their way into a tournament. She shot 74-68 at Half Moon Bay on a course that was playing over 6,300 yards on a cool, damp day on a seaside course. So she's clearly got game.
I would think with all of the talk about growth of the game, and there have been some issues with Lexi and Lydia and the LPGA, but when we're talking about growth of the game, I have to think this is nothing but a positive story.
Well, it is a good story, you know, and as I said, I had a problem in 2004 when the USGA gave 14-year-old Michelle Wee a special exemption into the U.S. Open because I just thought that was totally inappropriate. There was a way for her to get into the U.S. Open, go to a qualifier and play your way in. In my mind, special exemptions should go to people like the Amy Alcotts and the Beth Daniels of the world as sort of a lifetime achievement award. But Lucy has been, and in Lucy's press conference on Tuesday, she totally charmed everybody. You know, she was just this fun 11-year-old, a breath of fresh air.
I know this is a USGA event, but I don't think I've had you on the show since the LPGA and the PGA got together to announce that arrangement with KPMG. How's Mike Wann doing as a commissioner? I mean, you gotta be thrilled with what's taken place over the last 5 years or so.
Well, you got to give him an A+. He took the LPGA over, not just after Carolyn Bivens, the previous commissioner, had squandered some longtime business relationships, but right as the recession was hitting, and he's brought the tournament from 23 tournaments a year back up to 32, and plus the International Crown, which is going to debut this year, and I think that this move with KPMG and the PGA of America, essentially partnering with three people, KPMG, the PGA of America, and NBC, to create the Women's PGA Championship, is another good move. There's some veteran players who are struggling over the fact that the name LPGA Championship is going away. But the fact is, they have a five-year commitment for a tournament with a $3.5 million purse, and they're going to be on NBC, on network TV, on the weekends for 3 hours on both Saturday and Sunday. That's huge for the LPGA, because while Golf Channel gives them good exposure, in some ways, when you're on Golf Channel, you're preaching to the choir. You're already talking to people who are golf fans. When you're on a network, you have a chance for that casual fan who's just going around the dial and stops and gives it a listen, and you may pick up new fans that way.
I know you've talked often on the program about wanting to see the LPGA have more full field events. Other than that, what one more thing would you like to see that tour do?
Well, you know, and I agree with Mike Wann on this. He says his next two goals, I asked him, do you need more domestic tournaments? And I think they do. But he says, I don't so much need more domestic tournaments, I need better exposure for the ones that I have. He said he's comfortable with 32 tournaments. He says his two goals going forward is to drive up the prize money, get higher purses, and to try to get more network TV exposure. And I think those are both things. I've said this over and over again, both in the media and among the fans, the LPGA's biggest critics are people who haven't been to one of their tournaments and don't experience it. Once you experience this tour, you realize that not only can they play, but it's a lot of fun to be around. It's almost like being at a PGA Tour event 25, 30 years ago, because you have access to the players, and they give back in an enormous way.
He is Ron Syrak from Golf World and Golf Digest. He's got a radio show. He's on Golf Channel. He's doing way too much stuff. Ron, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy. I appreciate it.
John, it's my pleasure. Anytime for you, bud.